Luke Crawford is with us. Luke's been sort of looking after the cultural dimension for many organisations, including our national sporting squads over the years. A Porphyria Te Papa is taking place today for WXV, the new Women's International 15s competition, designed to increase the competitiveness, reach and impact of elite women's rugby. The three-level tournament, which begins on Friday, will see 27 fixtures played across three host countries, bringing the best women's talent around the world. The entire competition will take place over four weekends until Saturday, the 4th of November, where fans will have the opportunity to watch the world's top teams compete in Dubai, South Africa, and here in New Zealand. Luke is New Zealand Rugby's kaumātua, and it's great to have you with us. Tēnā koe, Luke. Kia ora, no. It's great to have a kōrero with you again. It's been a while, actually, but a warm welcome. Tēnā koe, ahoa.
Morena, morena, Doug. Yeah, it has been a while, but yeah, pointy te kōrero ki a koe, yata nei, and great to be here.
Tēnā koe, Luke. You've been the kaumātua for how long now for New Zealand Rugby, Luke?
Oh, crikey. I mean, I started with the Māoris in 2010 in their centenary year, and obviously New Zealand Rugby thought I had a few skills, so they pulled me in permanently in 2018, but I've been working with rugby in particular since 2010, so yeah, it's been a journey.
Tēnā koe. How do you think Māori concepts, Māori cultural input is interwoven into New Zealand rugby's mahi?
Well, I suppose, you know, like we know kitinga over the years, what I've seen, of course, is that it brings great richness and value, particularly to the way that we connect in rugby. And there are a lot of people doing it well before I ever showed up on the scene and continue in that mode even to the present day. But, you know, the two things I see that we're really adds huge values in terms of identity across the board, whether it's in schools expressing themselves, you know, Māori clubs, Pacific clubs, and right up to the teams in back, that identity piece and connection is a huge thing where our tikanga over the years adds great value.
So the women's game brought tremendous, well, national pride to our land. Who can forget the outstanding tournament hosted here and such a wonderful final? I mean, it was amazing to witness, and pleasing that New Zealand Rugby have also looked to grow the women's game through a tournament such as the one that we're acknowledging today. Can you tell us what's going on as we prepare for this one? What's planned for today at the Porphyry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, firstly, yeah, he mihi nui tēnei. I keep a couple of mamaku, and all of those that have put that jersey on over the years, and what a wonderful legacy they have built in terms of women's rugby. And there it is again today, you know, at a level now we were starting to see that move over into the professional players are starting to apply. You know, this is their full-time mahi, and so, but, you know, those that, you know, sort of set the pathway, certainly set a bar that is just the envy probably of any team in that women's competition, so I have to mihi to all of them, and, you know, to still have someone like Dame Farah still involved, even at this stage here, and all of the successes under her leadership, but those that have gone before, so I just want to mihi to them. But our modern day tea, what a, you know, last year was just off the charts across the whole of the rugby community in Aotearoa, and I thought, well, you know, it really lives up to our kōrero matua in rugby, which is about uniting and inspiring not only inside of rugby but our nation, and our wahine or the mamakus did that just in spades last year. And I'm sure that'll happen this year too. So now the development and ongoing building of rugby, women's rugby, particularly here in Aotearoa, but you know across the world, is to stump up you know, quality events where those top teams can all interact together. And so Yeah, so the women's 15 competition that we have here now is a top-class quality competition, and the pōhiri to land the teams here, according to tikanga, will be carried by Te Papa and with the mana whenua Te Aotearoa Taranaki Whānui today here in Te Upoko Te Ika.
Who are you welcoming? We've got, obviously, our home team, but who are arriving for the pōhiri today?
Yeah, so all of those teams are, you know, Canada, Wales, England, France, and then those are the Australia, obviously, are coming through. So these are the teams that will be are gathering this morning. And that's the leadership of the team in terms of the management and coaching, and then the captains and some of the players will be massing to be welcomed on to Te Papa today.
Tēnā koe. So we're hosting South Africa too. Dubai is an interesting place to be hosting the women's rugby. What would you say of the venues? But also, could you touch on for a moment the rise in quality of the game? I'm not being disrespectful here, but I just sort of feel that in the last 5 years or so, we've seen a real surge in the quality, the commitment, the overall state of women's rugby. I mean, there are some wonderful athletes on show here with great abilities, but it's certainly a different game now than perhaps the case 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's that interesting thing, isn't it, though? You know, when you apply some resourcing and some top-quality coaches, not to by any way denigrate those that have been there before, but to look at, you know, in terms of that high-performance ethos and how it works, and to start getting, you know, some of our tier-one coaches moving in to drive and help lift women's rugby, that's all part of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, moving from that amateur status into a professional environment is something you're starting to see people starting to really take seeds with both hands now. And we have some wonderful examples and some follow, but what I love about the women's game is that it has its own waiver to it, it has its own modi. It's not exactly like there's a point of difference there for them, and they speak of that as well. They don't want it to be exactly like the men's game. And so they're in a wonderful position, aren't they, to sort of take and say, well, what are the things about that that we don't want to have in our game? And where they've seen maybe things aren't working there, and so they're in that sort of fortunate position to do that. And I want to mihi, you know, to you know, the likes of that that coaching and management squad from last year that had been carried through again into the thinking and whatnot, and what they brought to that team, because it was different, wasn't it?
It certainly is. Could you share with us a little kōrero about haka and the like as well while we're in there? Anything planned, designed, and what role you in helping out here?
I don't have much to do in that area, actually. They've got it pretty well sussed, our wahi e toa in there, and they know. So mine is every now and then to go in and just stir the ihi a bit, you know, in terms of how I see things. But at the end of the day, he mihi anō, you know, ki te rangatira, o mua, that's Whetu Tipiwai, and I don't think Whets would have ever thought, you know, just where the haka would end up. He obviously did our Māori All Black haka, but he did uhi a mai, the haka for the Black Ferns as well. And our wahine, even you see those differences there, maybe our wahine being able to carry that tikanga so well. You know, all of them, Māori mā, you know, moana nui a kiwa mā, all of our Pākehā players, they're all in their boots and all.
Are you in France? Shouldn't you be in France?
I should be, but
yes, of course you should be.
That's another discussion.
Of course you should be.
I'm very happy to be here and be partaking in this competition as well. So it's a lovely thing. And yeah, I was a bit mawiwi at the end of when the game, the final whistle blew last year. So it's nice to actually be back in, be able to spend some time with the Ferns again in this competition.
Tēnā koe. I hope it goes really well. It's great to see the rise of women's rugby. And I'm really pleased that you mentioned Whetū too, because he was such a wonderful character, Whetū Tipiwai, and such a contributor to the culture, the Māori culture that's interwoven with our national game. Thanks so much for sharing some kōrero, Luke. It's good catching up with you again, brother, and hope the pōhiri goes well today.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi.
Good on you, brother. Thank you so much. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio.